Welcome to the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program, hour two of three now upon us in tonight's live broadcast. I'm your host, James Edwards, and we're coming to you live tonight from AM 1380 WLRM Radio in downtown Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. I want to thank Bill Rowland for stepping in and filling in the heavy shoes of Keith Alexander this evening, despite the incredibly tragic news. It was a very good first hour of talk radio, if I do say so myself. But again, the ominous cloud that hangs over us this evening is the fact that Keith Alexander's wife passed away earlier this afternoon unexpectedly. She passed away during her sleep last night. She was not ill. She did not suffer an accident in terms of a car wreck or something of the sort. She just went to bed and didn't wake up. And they found her shortly after noon here in Memphis, and talked to Keith today. Bill Rowland went over there and visited with him, and as you can imagine, very shaken up and very distraught, and our hearts and prayers go out to the Alexander family this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, I know many of you are fans of Keith Alexander's work and contributions to this show. Send me an email, and I'll be happy to pass it along to him if you would like to let Keith know you're thinking of him this evening. As he cannot be with us, and hopefully he'll be back soon, and we'll keep you posted of that. But my email address, as always, is james@thepoliticalcesspool.org. Particularly big news tonight, not big comparatively speaking, but it is relatively big news. Exciting problems. We talked about this earlier in the first hour with Bill Rowland. Our broadcast archives are temporarily unavailable, and I just checked during the commercial break, and they are still down. They could be down for up to two more days, although we're hoping they'll be back in operation within the next few hours. The fact of the matter is, the audience of Liberty News Radio Network and the Political Cesspool Radio program has gotten so big, our network needs to build a bigger website and get increased bandwidth to accommodate the current traffic that we are now sustaining. We're very, very excited to have this problem, although the growing pains are complicating things for those of you who are immediately trying to access the broadcast archives. But they will be up again very soon, sooner rather than later. They will be completely restored, and again, we'll be able to accommodate the increased number of listeners. Same problems going on, different server, but same problems afflicting our CFCC online chat and virtual fan party. Of course, the Council of Conservative Citizens had been hosting these chats on our behalf, but the number of visitors there also was overwhelming the servers and causing routine crashes during the middle of the chat. So therefore, we're going to be leaving the CFCC chat room and building our own, which we'll host from our website, and we'll keep you abreast of that development as well. So, just for the very near future, the broadcast archives, hopefully within a couple of days, but for now, offline and under construction. Same for the CFCC chat. So stay tuned to thepoliticalcesspool.org for more information on that. All that being said, I want to bring in the architect of all of this great growth, my good friend and yours, Mr. Sam Bushman, the owner of Liberty News Radio Network, the host of the Liberty Roundtable show, which airs live here on this network every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. And, you know, Sam's been on the show before. He has been the man who has syndicated our work to the nation for the last just over 4 years, since 2008. And again, the architect of all things that are happening. We told you, Eddie the Bombardier Miller and I, a couple of weeks ago, we had the opportunity to go up and listen to Sam give a presentation to the Constitution Party, and I'm gobbling up way too much time here setting the stage for the man, but he gave an incredible speech entitled, "He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules." Sam, I told you I wanted to bring you on sooner rather than later to brief the audience on some of the particulars of your incredible talk there in Nashville. And we tie your talk in with the growth that the network is currently sustaining. So bring it all into sharp focus, my friend.
Hi, James. Sure appreciate you having me on. Number one, I just want to give a shout-out to Keith and his lovely wife. I want to let them know that our prayers are absolutely with them. It's a heartbreaking situation. But I do want to kind of hammer home the Christian belief, which is, you know what? We know, Keith, that you'll see her again, my brother. So, you know what? It's a tragic situation. No doubt our prayers are with you. But I would say take courage and take hope. And we're with you all the way, my friend.
Amen. Thank you, Sam.
So, anyway, I just cannot start out without giving my heartfelt feelings to Keith and his bride and let them know that we love them and that we pray for them and that our hearts are with them. And you know what? Life sometimes isn't easy, but there is a Maker, and He does know what's happening, and He knows more than we know, and He's got us in His hand.
Yes, He does.
So anyway, keep that in mind. All right, so I gave a talk called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules. We're working on making a DVD of it that'll be available. And really, you know, the title says it all, James. He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules. And it's funny, we always run around and complain about the liberal press and everything else. Well, we can complain all we want, but it ain't going to do us any good. What they do is they simply jump in, wrestle with the hogs, and they own the press. And while we complain, they just simply smirk and laugh and say, we put our money where our mouth is. And that's kind of the interesting twist about it all. And what I find fascinating about the mainstream press is they love to have choice A. Choice A is the liberals, the left, whatever you want to call them, the socialists, whatever you want to say. And they have their media. And then you've got the right, and they got the neocon media. And really, it's both the same roads to the same goal, which is destroy the country. We don't care if we do socialism, the left style. We don't care if we do it fascism, the right style. Both roads lead to communism. And so as long as you're cool with the A or B media, then you know what? They're fine. Choice C would be good, honest, constitutional Americans standing up for liberty, promoting God, family, and country wherever they go. That choice is not on the table in the press. Except for, a couple of hard-hitting talk show hosts across the nation. And I bring that up to tell you that the Hegelian dialectic is at work in the media, and they want you to choose side A or side B. That's one of the favorite things they do, the Republican media or the Democrat media. The other way they play the game, to make sure you don't jump off the reservation, so to speak, is they have this idea that, you know what, these conservative talk show hosts, they're not part of the mainstream press, James. The mainstream press is, oh, Fox, and Fox tries to pitch themselves as not the mainstream press, right? Or CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, those are the big media guys. Fox tries to pitch themselves as not part of the mainstream press. Rush Limbaugh, all the big talk show hosts try to pitch themselves as, well, they're kind of outside of the beltway and they're one of us. It's all, again, that deception to make sure you stay on the reservation. So here we go. He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules is the first discussion point. Presented by Sam Bushman, host of Liberty Roundtable, libertyroundtable.com. Again, our website is down as well. We're having growing pains. We're moving to a different provider. What happened is we basically had too many visitors to our website, and they simply said, you know what? You're not going to have that many. We said, we'll pay more. They said, you can't. So we're moving to a different provider where we can have more traffic. So we'll do that, come right back, and launch right into He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules with James Edwards on The Political Cesspool.
America has lost her way, lost her morning, forgotten her direction. What once protected us from leftist theories and cloud-born wish lists of egalitarian quacks and crackpots was that our principles and values were grounded on experience, what actually worked, as settlers built new political societies from scratch, from the ground up. America was based on personal responsibility, our right to manage our own affairs, without the dictation of central planners or a distant bureaucracy. But we're losing that foundation. We're losing our liberty. At www.truthbasedlogic.com, we offer arguments for which the enemies of traditional America have no answers. Truthbasedlogic.com exists to help us better understand, defend, and restore the heritage we are losing.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
When the truth is found, to be... Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. I'm going to make this very quick. Our guest this hour, for the full hour, is Sam Bushman. He is the owner of Liberty News Radio Network, the outfit that syndicates the Political Cesspool radio program. Without Sam Bushman, without Liberty News Radio, the Political Cesspool and myself, we would not be where we are today. And where we are today is experiencing exciting growing pains, encouraging problems we have here with too many people coming in to listen. We have to upgrade the equipment, upgrade the bandwidth, and so temporarily the broadcast archives are unavailable. We've mentioned that a couple of times tonight, but we want to saturate the show with these announcements. Anyway, Sam is on tonight. He who owns the media makes the rules. That was the topic of an outstanding speech that I saw Sam present in Nashville a couple of weeks ago, and Sam's breaking down that speech for you here live on the radio tonight. Sam, back over to you.
All right, so we talk about he who owns the media makes the rules. We talk about a principle called the power of one. And there's going to be kind of several phrases that I hammer home through each slide of this presentation. One of them is the power of one. And you think about somebody like, oh, let's say an Andrew Jackson. That was perfect for the speech because we went and visited his grave and his estate right there, the Hermitage. It was fantastic. So I started out and talked about, you know, Andrew Jackson single-handedly routed out the banker thugs. Just tremendous man. You could say, well, that's somebody who's president. Of course their power matters. Yep. But you know what? He was once a little baby. He's just an average guy, right? No doubt the position that he eventually held made the difference, but who's to say you can't hold a position that has value as well? And so I think of a George Washington. Or I think of somebody even simpler, like myself or a James Edwards. You know, we started out, and at first no one knew who we were either. And so, you know what? We all make a difference, and the power of one is incredibly valuable. In fact, it was one who saved us all, if you want to speak about the power of one. To have your views heard in the media, you better own a piece of the media is the point. Now, we talk about our story, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, which I'm going to go over quickly. The story simply is that, you know what? We got into the radio basically by saying, you know what? For us, it's a matter of just doing our very best. And we heard about hard-hitting talk radio, listened to it, felt like it wasn't probably the truth. It's just too extreme or too intense. This can't be true, in other words. lo and behold, we researched and we found out it was true. And so we got out of the frying pan into the fire. We went and worked for a radio station. Then we basically, after we worked for the station, we decided, you know what? We better own our own media if we want to make a difference. So we bought the first radio station back in 1996. We've been working at it since 92. Anyway, bottom line is, you know what? We learned the radio business by the school of hard knocks. So I've been in radio since about 1992. We had a reality check as we got into the media. And as we got into the media, we learned by the world of hard knocks what it really takes and what it really amounts to. We recall some valuable lessons, if you will. Number one, to be in the media takes lots, and I mean lots of money. Believe it or not, to syndicate radio probably takes $100 to $150 an hour. And I don't want any of you guys that just do podcasts to call me and say, Sam, I can do it for free. Come on. Because you know what? By the time you get all the phone lines in, by the time you connect remote hosts on ISDN, by the time you put up a website that can handle lots of listeners, by the time you put up internet streams that can handle lots of listeners, by the time you have somebody sit in front of the board to make sure that they can take the phone calls and do all that it takes, before you know it, the costs just start going up, up, up and away. So to be in the media takes lots of money. And by the way, TV is about 10 times as much as radio. Number two, most people can't take the controversy. You know, you find out who your friends are when you get in the media. You know, when you start speaking out, you start standing up for what you believe in, people quickly say, I don't even know this guy. That happened to Jesus, too, I might add. You know, didn't some of the apostles say, I don't even know this guy? Anyway, kind of interesting how that is. But all I'm telling you is it's very interesting how you find out who your friends are quickly. Most people simply can't take the controversy. Number three, the wrong kind of advertisers try to control what you cover or they drop you like a rock. And that's kind of an interesting thing because they either want you to do their bidding. You know what? Don't say this, Sam. It's not very helpful. James, I appreciate that, but you better not speak out on that. Or you better pitch this cause. You better join Romney now, or you better do this, or you better do that, or you're not a team player. It's kind of interesting how that is. Or they just simply pull out of your show and say, huh, we're not going to support that. We're not going to advertise with you. It's interesting how that is. Number four, lots of friends and supporters make heavy loads light. And we really talk about a principle called a dollar a day with that. You know, if you had 100 people with a dollar a day, you know what? It would fund a lot of our radio shows. And that's not very many, and that's not very much money either. People spend double that on their cable bill, right? A dollar a day is what, a quarter of what people spend on their Starbucks every day, kind of an idea. We're not talking about a lot of money, but we are talking about some dedication. The founding fathers gave it all for liberty. We're just talking about less than a dollar a day, right? It's kind of interesting how it all works in the press. We talk about our radio talk show and how we got into it, and we have a Liberty Roundtable, which is our talk show mission statement. Hard-hitting talk radio never has been and never will be supported by the mainstream press or the mainstream in America. Liberty Roundtable has taken on the mainstream press like never before. The networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate our fellow Americans. And so we invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of God, family, and country in the media and our lives. All right, cheaper and better ways to listen. We talk about how, you know what, the internet's changed everything in the media. Yeah, it's still expensive to do, but it's not near as expensive as it once was. When we started out, we bought a single AM radio station out in the country, but it was 540 on the dial, really low, so it went quite far. You know, a couple of million potential listeners, probably. And, you know, we had to buy that radio station for $120,000+. And, you know what, we eventually ran that station for 10 years. We sold it. And now we do nationally syndicated talk radio. We can reach a whole lot more people with a whole lot less money. The internet has really been our salvation and made the difference. With the latest and greatest gadgets, you can listen anywhere, day or night. Our radio station had to reduce the power at night. The internet, you don't have to do any of that. You can listen live via a variety of ways, live and on demand via the internet. Our unlimited listen line, anytime, anywhere, any phone. Turn your phone into a radio today, 712-432-6623. That's 712-432-6623. You can listen on what's called the Roku Player. That's ROKU.com, Roku Player. You can watch Amazon videos and Netflix and Hulu and a bunch of... There's a couple of hundred free Roku channels. One of them is Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Radio. You can listen to the Political Cesspool right there live, or you can click and listen to it on demand whenever you want to. The player is $60 one time, and then the Liberty News Radio channel where you can hear the Political Cesspool is absolutely free. And so it's amazing. You buy it for your TV offerings to reduce your... cable bill, et cetera, satellite bill. But then you've got all this incredible content, including Liberty News Radio, and you've got the Political Cesspool live and on demand whenever it fits your schedule. They've also got Vimeo players, which is a little device you put in your car. Your Bluetooth phone connects to it, and then you can listen via your phone in your car. So you know what? It's starting to be everywhere. All right? So now we move along and say, not only can you listen now, but I'm going to expose the bipartisan media, okay? The Democrats and the Republicans. I call it the Republicrat media. The bipartisan media, the headline of this slide says, the issue is honesty. And we got a picture of a donkey and an elephant on the screen. The two parties have become nothing but the left and right wing of the same bird of prey. Our Beltway parties have become identical twins, says Pat Buchanan, James.
A good friend of ours, Sam, and we both interviewed him. And with that being said, we're going to push pause on Sam's condensed live radio presentation of the speech he gave at the Constitution Party Convention. We're going to let him pick up right where he's leaving off in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking for literature from authors who aren't ashamed of their European-American heritage? Are you looking for books that don't shy away from the forbidden facts? You used to look all over the internet for these books, but you can now find them all at the same place, lighthouseliterature.com. Whether you're looking for rare classics from the great thinkers or the latest and most popular books from guys like me, Lighthouse Literature is your trusted source for the best books at the best prices. For a limited time, you can get my new book, Racism Schmacism, from Lighthouse Literature for only $10. When you make a purchase from www.lighthouseliterature.com, you're helping support dedicated real-world advocates and activists. So, what are you waiting for? Surf on over to lighthouseliterature.com, a bright light for the right.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Just to recap what's going on this hour, Sam Bushman, owner of Liberty News Radio Network, the network that syndicates the political cesspool radio program across the country. Sam is also the host of the daily, Monday through Friday, Liberty Roundtable radio show at libertyroundtable.com. That website offline at the moment, as is our broadcast archives, because we are increasing bandwidth here to accommodate the increase in traffic. Anyway, Eddie and I saw Sam speak at the Constitution Party convention where he presented this speech. He's offering a condensed version of it. His speech lasted right at 1 hour. We're asking him to cram it all into about half an hour of commercial interrupted radio here live on the show tonight, and he's doing a Spartan's job of it. But it was one of the most mesmerizing speeches I've ever heard, and I've been giving speeches and attending conferences for well over a decade now. I've been to more than I can remember, heard more than I can remember, but Sam's absolutely captivated me. And he's talking about he who owns the media makes the rules. And that last segment, among other things, we were talking about some of the improvements Liberty News Radio is making. Bill Rowland soon to come on board to help with advertising. Sam Bushman increasing the bandwidth. Also, many ways for you to listen, not just on the AM/FM affiliate stations, not just on the Internet simulcast or through the broadcast archives, but also through the Roku player and Vimeo. You can listen on your phone, turn any phone into a radio. What we're doing here, what Sam's doing at Liberty News Radio, is very exciting, and it's great because we are not beholden to the liberal establishment press to give us permission as to whether or not we can come on their airwaves and tell the truth or not. Liberty News Radio owns a piece of the media. Sam Bushman is its administrator, and we're happy to be working in cooperation with him. So, Sam, please continue. He who owns the media makes the rules.
So Pat Buchanan nailed it when he said, you know what, the Republican and Democratic Party are simply the left and right wing of the same bird of prey. They're like twins. And that's true media-wise, too. You can do the fascist media, which is big business owns it all, but it's controlled by the government. Or you can just flat and blat out tell you that it's government media. That's how the Democrats do it with National Public Radio and all those kind of things. But really, as long as you stay within their plan, they're fine with you. And they use a principle to keep all their hosts and all their people in their kind of matrix, so to speak, on the reservation, whatever term you want to use. And the way they do this is a term called the Velvet Hammer. And I learned about this, believe it or not, from Chuck Harder back in like 1991 and 2. And what they do is they bring a host in, and they praise you like there's no tomorrow. You know what, Sam, James, you guys are just making us a bunch of money. Without you, we would be nowhere. You're just incredible. You know what? Talent on loan from God. You follow me? You're just, I mean, you're amazing. And you know what? We love you, and we want to be with you. But, you know, some of our advertisers, when you kind of go off about that 9/11 stuff, or if you kind of talk about that race stuff, or if you kind of go, it's just not that helpful. You know, a lot of the advertisers just aren't that comfortable with it. And so, you know, what we need to do is keep those advertisers rolling. You know what? You're going to get a bigger paycheck because, you know what, you're the key to the whole exercise. And they spend their time building you up. But the hammer is, when you leave, you walk out going, yeah, I probably better not talk about that race stuff, huh? I better not talk about how white people deserve a fair, equal chance too, huh? I better not talk about 9/11 or the Federal Reserve or honest money, or I better not really back Ron Paul. You know, he's a good guy. He's right on the issues, but he's crazier than I'll get out, right? That's the message they deliver. It's Rush Limbaugh. It's Michael Savage. It's Glenn Beck. It's Sean Hannity. It's all of them, but I'm ready to prove it. So we have a slide on the screen that talks about a Saudi billionaire boasts of manipulating Fox News coverage. It was Accuracy in Media, December 7th, 2005. Cliff Kincaid over at Accuracy in Media is a good friend of ours. He exposed that story. So, you know, we've known this, that the mainstream press has manipulated even Fox for more than 7 years. All right. Rush admits he's a Republican water boy. You think I'm crazy on this? He does. And he basically tells you, hey, he starts out talking about why Republicans lost. Newsmax.com brought us this piece, 11-8-2006. I no longer am going to have to carry the water for people who I don't think deserve that anymore. Rush says. Now, Rush also talks about the mainstream press. And he talks about the drive-by media and all that kind of stuff. And so he likes to make fun of them. But I submit to you that I'm ready to prove that Rush is one of them. So what they use in the media is buzzwords to let you know that they're all aboard for something or they're all against something. You know, saying Ron Paul's right, but you know he'll never win is one of them. Well, anyway, Rush mocks them in the Beltway media, the mainstream press, trying to make you believe Rush Limbaugh's not part of the mainstream press. He's kind of an outsider to them. But he gives himself away at the very end. So he creates this incredible soundbite about how everybody's talking about George Bush being incredibly gracious. George Bush is just so gracious. But then Rush does the same thing. Listen.
By the way, listen to this montage yesterday and last night from the drive-by media.
What really struck the Obama camp was how gracious President Bush was.
It was one gracious couple welcoming another.
The senator remarked how gracious President Bush was.
They were incredibly gracious.
President and Mrs. Bush were extremely gracious.
George W. Bush has been incredibly gracious.
President Bush has made this pretty easy by being so gracious.
It's very gracious of President Bush.
Everything we're hearing is that he was very, very gracious.
This is President Bush at his best, being very gracious.
A visit that aides described as gracious.
The Bushes are very gracious and decent people.
The Bushes, who are very gracious people.
They're being gracious about it.
President Bush has been totally gracious.
President Bush has been extremely gracious.
Laura and George Bush could not have been more gracious.
The grace, the class that the Bushes showed.
I keep hearing reports that the president has been very gracious about all this.
The last two voices you heard were the forehead, Paul Begala and Charlie Rose. Now, this is beyond absurd, and it is infuriating, because whatever you think on policy, all of these people have known for 8 years what a decent and gracious man George W. Bush is. They sought to destroy him. He didn't fight back. Now, all of a sudden, that he's being nice to Obama. He's being nice to the Messiah. Well, look at what a gracious and decent guy George W. Bush. It's another indictment of the unprofessionalism of journalists today.
So you got Accuracy Media and others, Newsmax, proving that Rush Limbaugh says he's a water boy for the Republican Party, blatantly admits it. Then he makes fun of them in the Beltway for talking about how gracious George is. But he has to say those buzzwords, too, because if he doesn't, he's not an insider. Okay, they do that stuff all the time. They send messages to each other. You can think I'm crazy if you want to, but it's true. It's how they do it. It's exactly what goes on. It's amazing. Well, then Rush talks about the drive-by media, and he acts like the mainstream press just takes pot shots at people unfairly when they're not available to defend themselves, that kind of thing. Rush doesn't like it because they trash him in the liberal shows, and he can't defend himself, so he calls it drive-by media, kind of like a drive-by shooting, you know? You didn't know it was coming. You can't defend yourself against it. Well, then Rush Limbaugh does a drive-by media against Ron Paul. Listen up.
I'm sorry. But this Ron Paul is going to destroy this party if they keep, if this is nuts on parade. The media loves this guy as nuts on parade. They want the whole Republican Party to be identified with the kookiness of Ron Paul. Hey, let Iran get nukes. It's our fault anyway. 1979 happened because they weren't minding our own business. And that audience goes nuts. Oh my gosh, what am I watching here? Oh, look who's on Fox. Oh, there he is outside the ice cream stand. Good old Ron Paul. Yeah, that's what we need.
There you have it. Now, if that's not a drive-by, I don't know what is. So let me get this straight. The water boy of the Republican Party is not going to ruin the party. But it's the guy who wants to follow the Constitution. Now, that guy's going to ruin the party. You follow me? I mean, Rush is amazing. But if that's not a drive-by attack, I don't know what is, Rush. Anyway, now the next headline is Limbaugh's parent company still using actors to fake radio calls. This is by David Edwards, Monday, March 7th, 2011. It was from Raw Story. And it talks about how Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity, they're the same group as Rush, right? They're all syndicated by the same folks. They're not part of the mainstream press. They just have more radio stations than anybody, and well, they all kind of work together, right? But it looks like Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity have both been using paid actors on their radio shows. Premier Radio Networks, the subsidiary of Clear Channel, hired actors to call in as guests. Yeah, they say, we supply voice talent to take on-air calls. improvise your scene, deliver your scripts, and they'll call. Yeah, disclosure to any third party, sharing project information, or publicizing what you do in the media is absolutely forbidden. Basically, you'll be fired. That was on the On Call, which is the service from Clear Channel, on their webpage. Until we caught them at it, then they took it down.
It's incredible. Listen, we got to get... I want to pick up right there, Sam, when we come back from this commercial break, because these were two of the most astounding things that really stuck out in my memory from your speech. We're going to continue on with this presentation in a condensed live version of it when the political cesspool continues. And we're going to talk about where we go from here as Liberty News Radio continues to grow. And we're along for the ride. Stay tuned, everybody.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, very quickly, Sam Bushman, owner of the network, host of Liberty Roundtable. We're talking about he who owns the media makes the rules. In that last segment, Sam was talking about the fact that all of the so-called establishment news outlets parrot one another's reporting. Even the so-called rogue Rush Limbaugh, while he mocks them, still manages to say the exact same thing that they do. It's a proven fact that Sean Hannity and other shows like his use paid actors as callers. We're not doing that here at Liberty News Radio. at the political cesspool, at Liberty Roundtable. And as a result, we are seeing the growth that the establishment, particularly the newspapers, are not seeing. He who owns the media makes the rules. Thanks to Sam Bushman, we own a piece of the media, and we're not only making our own rules and sharing with you the news you need to know, we're growing and experiencing the excitement of making great strides as we continue to move forward into the future. Sam, back to you.
All right. Jon Stewart of The Daily Show is making up the rules, too. He owns a piece of the media. You could say, well, he's part of the big media, too, to some degree. But some of them, they kind of bust out of the media framework, and eventually they may pay dearly for it. Just ask Judge Napolitano. But nevertheless, Jon Stewart catches Sean Hannity faking video. Yeah, he wanted to make a rally look bigger, and he got caught at it. Fox News and Sean Hannity get caught and have to apologize to the viewers.
Time for the sideshow. Re-rack the tape. Last night, Jon Stewart did an expose of Fox News' coverage of that anti-healthcare reform rally last week here in Washington. Let's watch it.
Change was in the air, and Fox News was there to cover it.
People didn't just come to hear speakers. They then pivoted.
Michelle Bachman
out,
in on it.
Went into the Capitol, went into the office buildings, were very polite, went from door to door to door, knocked on the doors. We handed out actually pages, actual pages from the bill.
I'm sorry, can we get back? I apologize, I didn't mean to interrupt. That was weird. Because when that clip started, it was a clear fall day in Washington, D.C. Not a cloud in the sky. The leaves have changed. It's well attended but sparse. All of a sudden, the trees turn green again, and it's cloudy, and it looks like thousands and thousands of more people arrived. If I didn't know any better, I would think they just put two different days together and acted like they didn't. Where have I seen that last footage before?
This is just a fraction. There are people meeting all across the country. This is just in Washington, D.C.
Wow, that was actually from Glenn Beck's 9/12 rally 2 months ago, his much bigger 9/12 rally. It seems Sean Hannity used footage of a bigger crowd from a totally different event to make last week's GOP healthcare rally appear more heavily attended.
It was a beautiful sight to see.
Notice, and by the way, in the middle of the day on a Thursday.
Yeah, or Saturday. 2 months ago. At a completely different rally.
Jon Stewart, I salute you. So who decided to use two-month-old file tape to bolster, even balloon, the size of that Marilyn Michelle Bachman rally? Anyway, stay tuned.
And finally tonight, although it pains me to say this, Jon Stewart, Comedy Central, he was right. Now, on his program last night, he mentioned that we had played some incorrect video on this program last week while talking about the Republican healthcare rally on Capitol Hill. He was correct. We screwed up. We aired some video of a rally in September, along with a video from the...
Now, they act like it was just a mistake, but Fox has a pattern of this, okay? Fox News has been in all kinds of scandals. So internationally, not only do they fake that video to make the crowd look bigger, but internationally they fake some video as well. They claim some riots in Russia were kind of violent. Well, it turns out they were from Greece, not Russia at all.
Now, news bulletins around the world have been following Russia's election rallies. But one channel stands out. America's Fox News has been showing streets ablaze, violent clashes and firebombs thrown at security officers. But with one major problem. The images are not from Russia. They're from Greece. Marina Portnaya has been watching.
America has its fair share of protests and political dissent to be dealing with. Instead of keeping an eye on the ball, the country's mass media machine has turned to protests in Russia and dropped the ball on reporting the facts. Thousands of protesters have gathered in Moscow, lashing out against Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and his ruling United Russia Party. The only problem is that this video is not from Russia. Fox News Channel aired video of fires and chaos in Athens, convincing viewers that this mayhem is playing out in Moscow. The Fair and Balanced Network paid no mind to the Greek lettering in the background. In case you're wondering, it says Greek National Bank.
There you have it. The video is quite long. In my presentation, it's a lot of it's videos, too, so you can see what I'm saying. It's not me making this up. You can see it. But it's fascinating how they start telling you about Fox being a problem. They end by telling you CNN did the same thing. Now, you say Sam Glenn's a good guy, though. Come on, Glenn Beck's not one of them. He's different. Well, besides faking callers, we also have, according to Accuracy and Media, Cliff Kincaid. Cliff Kincaid did a bunch of reporting. Glenn Beck rolled with Cliff Kincaid's reporting, but never gave attribution to Cliff Kincaid. So now what Glenn Beck is caught doing is not only faking callers, but stealing content, mainstream press articles. And then Glenn Beck, if you believe in 9/11 being a problem, it doesn't matter what you believe happened on 9/11. If you just question the official story, you're known as a truther, right? That label to just nail you to the wall. Well, truthers, just so you know, according to Glenn Beck, are willing to work with Al-Qaeda, terrorist organizations, to destroy the country. You don't believe me? Here's Glenn.
Al-Qaeda. They'd like to destroy us, and they will work with anyone. There are also people like white supremacists or 9/11 truthers that would also like to destroy the country. They'll work with anybody they can.
There you have it. There's Glenn Beck. Now, Fox was involved again. What happened is Fox was talking about Ron Paul. And Ron Paul won CPAC twice in a row, right? Well, I guess what happened is the first time Ron Paul won in 2010, there was a bunch of the crowd that was for Romney and they booed Ron. But later, the second time, Ron Paul got nothing but praise. Well, the mainstream press came out and said on Fox, they played the older soundbite, the older video, and showed all the boos the second year in a row. Well, then when they got caught at it, Fox lied and said, oh, that was an inadvertent error, just like they did for Sean. But the problem is we caught them lying because the host starts out saying, hi, Ron, you got booed. What do you think of that? Well, how would the host know to start out that way? If somebody in the sound booth or the video booth played the wrong video, the host wouldn't be geared up to start out that way now, would he? I don't think so. So it's very, very interesting how this all breaks down. Now, Michael Savage is involved as well, just absolutely attacking Ron Paul. Listen.
If I brought up the questions about, no, but you see, I know, Beowulf, you know what's going to happen the minute I do this, right? Shall I even tell them what I'm not going to do? Because then they'll do it. Okay, we get flooded every day with Ron Paul fanatics. That's number one. Every day we get flooded with Bertha calls. We don't take them. Boring, bad radio.
All right, so we don't take Bertha calls or Ron Paul calls, but we do fake calls. Got it?
Okay, that's number one. So if you're a Ron Paul fanatic or a Bertha caller, please, can you do us a favor and leave the lines open for a legitimate caller?
Yeah, like the fake actor legitimate ones, right?
It doesn't mean that you don't have a valid point, but I'm not going to cover it. That would be like me.
Okay, so you have a valid point, but I'm not going to cover your valid point. We've got too many news cooking things to do, news manipulating things to do, like promoting the Republican Party,
covering,
right?
Covering abortion or reloading ammunition. I mean, if I wanted to load the lines up, all I got to do is start talking about reloading 30-06 rounds in my basement, which I don't do, right? The minute I get into that, that's the end of the show.
Do you hear he just told you? If he talks about the stuff, it's at the end of his show. Who would decide that? That's called the Velvet Hammer, ladies and gentlemen, and he knows it, and he admits it on air.
Various techniques used around the world. We don't do that. There go the lines. I knew it the minute I said what I wouldn't do.
There he goes. Now let's hear another one. Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Of course, we got a TSA perv that's not being talked about. We got pornography in the public libraries where people are just so offended they're running out in horror. And the ACLU says that's perfectly legal for your child to be subjected to child pornography in a museum, in a library. That's America today. Now I'm supposed to wear it. Ron Paul is in. Okay, big deal. He's about as less of a chance than I do to be president. Not that his ideas are wrong, but I'm a pragmatist. Why throw the election to Obama? We're running a guy who can't win. Why? Why would you do that? All right, now I'm going to get the Ron Paul fanatics. God bless you. Don't call me.
There you have it. Anyway, we round out the presentation by talking about the White House. And the White House, whether it's George Bush or Barack Obama, it doesn't matter if Republican or Democrat, they all have their favorite talk show host to the White House to broadcast right before elections. I call it campaign fraud. But anyway, that's like what you call special privilege for sure. But they also invite their favorite talk show host to secret meetings at the White House, reported by the mainstream press, where they don't talk about their meetings. They're not allowed to talk about them. Now, do you think the press can remain its autonomy or independence or critical eye on the who, what, when, where, why of a story if they get, like, steak dinners from George Bush and Barack Obama? I don't think so. Bottom line is he who owns the media makes the rules, and we prove the insiders have control, and we're taking it back, ladies and gentlemen. We got to put our money where our mouth is. James?
Amen. Sam Bushman, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, help continue to support the growth of this network. Sam gave a very rapid, condensed presentation of his incredible speech that he delivered in Nashville. You get a gist, an idea of what of the importance of our work here. I know we're coming up on a break, so we've got to go, but support the work that Liberty News Radio is doing. Support my show, support Sam's show. Together, we're going to give them a run for their money, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you, Sam. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir.